Hello, this is Chuck Solomon, and welcome to the Candidate Experience Podcast, where we focus on the job candidate journey from apply to onboard and the space in between. Let's get started.
A candidate experience is also tied to our customer experience and our overall brand perception. So, if they have a really good experience with us, even if we don't move forward with them, they're going to remember that.
Welcome to the Passion for Fashion episode, where Lindsay Alt-Otsier, Director of Global Talent Attraction at PVH, is my special guest. Listen in as Lindsay shares her insights on how to improve candidate experience. We cover a number of important topics, including storytelling, culture, proper candidate rejections, and more. Enjoy. You care about the candidate experience, but have you ever wondered exactly how to bring your company to that next level and offer a world-class experience to your candidates? It's not easy. Fortunately, Candidate.fyi can help. Their solution guides candidates through your hiring journey, enhancing transparency and communication at every touch point. You'll also gain valuable insights on what's working and what's not with your hiring process. Best of all, it integrates directly with your ATS. Head on over to Candidate.fyi and see how to transform your company's candidate experience today. Hey, Lindsay, how are you today?
Hi, Chuck. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am well. Where do I find you today? Where do you live? I'm not even sure.
I live in Princeton, New Jersey, and I commute into the city, into Manhattan, 3 days a week.
Gotcha. Tell listeners a little bit about who you work for and your specific role.
Yeah, absolutely. So I currently head up employer branding and talent attraction for PVH. PVH is a fashion company, and you might be more familiar with the brands that they own, Tommy Hilfiger and Calvin Klein.
Yep.
So my focus is helping them to create a really exceptional candidate experience and to overall, you know, really champion them as a great place to work as they are.
Awesome. Do you get to sample the wares at all, or you get a
sometimes have sample sales, and you do get a discount on clothes. So that is a huge perk. I have quite a few items in my wardrobe from both Tommy and Calvin. So
yeah, I would think that'd be a great perk.
Yeah, well, it is definitely a big attraction, and I find a lot of the people that end up working, you know, at PVH, not that it's a requirement, but a lot of them have quite a, you know, a passion for fashion. So it's kind of a nice thing about working there is, you know, a lot of other people who are also, you know, interested in fashion, and, you know, again, not a requirement, but it's fun to get the discount and get the clothes and compare shoes. It's nice.
Sure. So you work in the talent space. I asked this question of all my guests about, like, what led you into working in the talent space?
So I think, like a lot of people in the talent space, I kind of just fell into it.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
Yeah, I was an art history major in college, which, again, kind of ties into my interest in working at a fashion company. And a friend of mine who was also an art history major was interning at a recruiting agency, an executive search firm. And she got me hired for an intern one summer. And then when I graduated, they offered me a job full time. And at that point, I had kind of decided that having had that experience, that recruiting was much more kind of suited to my personality. I'm much more an extrovert, and you know, I had interned at some galleries, and it's a bit more, the art is beautiful, but a little bit less interactive on a day to day. So I decided to kind of pivot and go towards a career that, you know, seemed to fit a bit better in terms of my personality on the day to day work that you do in recruiting. And I also really enjoyed the idea of helping people find their next great job opportunity. You know, it was like a kind of a feel good in terms of what you were selling and kind of working towards. So that's that's kind of how I got into the space.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you're helping people ideally like find the job of their dreams. So I can totally relate to that. So, and I don't think you're not my first guest that had some background in fashion and art. So I have to go back into the archives to look at, but I do remember talking about that. So I don't know if there's any correlation there between sort of art, fashion, recruiting. So there might be something there.
I do think there is now in terms of what I do from an employer brand standpoint, because I do feel like a lot of what I'm doing is, storytelling through visuals, which was what I really enjoyed about art history is, creating really cool content or experiences, or, you review a painting and you want to know the story behind it. Now I'm creating the story for our candidates, this is what it's like to work here. You could picture yourself here and showing kind of great images and, copy and content and social posts. So I kind of feel like that piece ties in, although that wasn't even a thing when I started recruiting. So
yeah. And I would think just because of what you sell as a company is very much a visual, right? Mm-hmm. That probably the assets that you have available to you are probably immense, and probably any recruitment marketing employer branding sort of makes them jealous for what you have asset wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of our campaign imagery that, is just absolutely beautiful, and the photography and all those things, it's just really nice aesthetics. So yes, definitely.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. So although we have some pretty good stuff there, but like you have your being where you're located, you have like the access to like the top notch photographers and things. And it's important. Some places, especially in the talent space, they're like, oh, I've seen some really awful stuff, like pixelated images and things like that. Yeah. I'm like, we got to start, where people are and start with, let's just have a clear image that is, appropriate for print, appropriate for web or what have you, and make sure it's not pixelated and people can actually see it. So step one,
definitely.
So can you describe a challenge that you've had at a company you've worked at with some aspect of the candidate experience and how you went about solving that?
Yes, absolutely. So, and this is actually, I'm going to share the example that got me into the recruitment marketing employer branding space. So I was working at a company at the time, and they had an amazing corporate culture. I mean, kind of picturesque, a Google-esque vibe of free lunches and, flexible hours and things like that. And the actual products the company was selling were a little bit more formal, a little bit more B2B. So when you went to do research online as a candidate, the culture really didn't pull through to really highlight what it was like to work there. And the location of the company was not in the, it wasn't in New York City. It was in a, in a suburb. So it was kind of challenging. Like if you didn't know about it, you wouldn't do it. But if you knew about it and you knew the culture, people were really excited to work there. So we went through, and this is, I'm going to date myself a little bit, but we it was kind of social media was just kind of getting a stride in terms of like companies were starting to look at it, invest in it, really look at it more seriously. And so basically we did some focus groups with some of our recent hires to kind of get an idea of where they were hanging out, and ultimately put together a strategy across Twitter, Google, and Instagram to have careers channels that would specifically highlight the culture behind the company. And once we were able to do that and get a mass of, photos, we were able to weave those into the recruitment process as points of proof of like, this is what it'll feel like when you work here. This is what you'll see. These are the kinds of activities. And one of our target groups to hire were students at a college. And so it really made it a lot easier to convert them when you could show them, not just tell them, what the culture was like.
So you were able to utilize sort of visual storytelling to tell your story for a brand that, you're right when you said it's a B2B brand, so people don't know it's not a consumer brand. So that sounds great.
Yeah, it really was. And it really got my passion fired up because I just love the culture there myself. And I had just kind of stumbled upon this company because I lived locally in the area. And I was like, you know, like, I think if people knew, they'd be like, oh, wow, I would totally go work there. And you know, the talent at the time too was hiring engineers, which is fiercely competitive to get the right type of talent, or at least it was at the time. So it was really important. And at the time too, it was less prevalent that every company had kind of that way that you could see some of the culture at a company. Not that every company does these days, but I feel like a lot more today do versus when I first got into this space. You know, there was a lot less when you went to research a company online of like, okay, do they go to, you know, what do they do? You know, what kind of happy hours do they have? What kind of things do they do in their spare time? What do people wear and things like that? So then ultimately from that work that I did, I ended up moving into a role from, I started doing the work as a recruiter and then shifted into their marketing comms department to really focus on this full time for them in terms of really, you know, bringing to life the culture online and making sure that, you know, we're increasing our ability to convert great candidates to come work there.
Right. And I guess if you are sharing that on, I'm assuming, the company career page and the social channels and stuff, I think anyone that as a candidate themselves should spend time researching the company and not just their reviews on Indeed and Glassdoor, but actually going to the company's own social channels and the company's own career site, because you can really educate yourself on what it's really like to work there. I think what you did sounds great. I'm curious, were you able to use any like video, like in the form of video testimonials from current staff?
So we did actually one thing we did that I thought was kind of neat is we did Google Hangouts, which again, okay, I'm dating myself a little bit.
Right.
But it's like a webinar or a podcast today, but it was,
right,
we did a series of, you know, like how to ace your interview. And then we did a series on like meet the engineers. And these are the people giving advice for like how to navigate your career as an engineer. And we did a series of those that we could use and leverage throughout the candidate journey that we were, you know, digital footprint that we were trying to build out. So definitely, I think, you know, a lot of it was bringing it through images, but I think, you know, having that content that like is relevant to the audience we were trying to, you know, a lot of students coming out of school don't necessarily know, like, what are all the opportunities available? You know, how do I get through my interviews? And kind of creating that kind of content, I think also really landed well with them.
Yeah, that's right. I think, well, people that I guess work in this maybe fail to recognize too that like job seekers aren't interviewing like every day. And oftentimes job seekers are, when they are interviewing, they're nervous. Like they might, yeah, have some anxiety around like those are kind of normal. I was just talking to some colleagues recently about how, you know, people that interview really well may or may not be the best actual employee. And then the converse is, yeah, true as well. Like folks that don't interview especially well end up, you know, like I said, nervous or whatever, anxious about it. But they, you know, can end up being excellent employees. So,
but yeah. And I think that's a really good point. You can get, you know, some people can nail interviewing, but then it's also being reminded that, you know, candidates are, you know, not interviewing every day, all day. And then some of these, you know, coming out of this particular group that we were focused on too, like students, they're so much newer. So might as well, you know, give them a level of comfort in terms of like how to prepare, how to show up. And yeah, I think it's a good point that, you know, I think sometimes if you're on the opposite end, right, you're interviewing tons and tons of candidates. Sometimes you can kind of forget like that feeling of like, this is really, you know, this is the candidate's like one experience, right? And I think jobs too are one of those big things in life, right? It's like where you work, where you live, and like who you're building your life with, right? Yep. So it's one of life's massive decisions. So it also has, I think, that other end of the spectrum of like, the level of importance to a candidate going through a process is, you know, really important for them, you know, so.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we talk about this candidate experience. So, mm-hmm. So, you know, one important aspect of candidate experience is really, you know, it lies on the hiring manager's end of things, because the recruiter can do just so much, but then there's hiring managers, and not just hiring managers, but others. But, you know, how do you talk to hiring managers about the importance of providing a good candidate experience?
So, and I think this is such a good point, because even hiring managers, you know, as a recruiter who is in it day to day, right, talking to candidates and more involved, sometimes hiring managers come in, they have one or two roles a year. So they're not always, you know, as well versed in terms of the recruitment process, which of course it's not their role. And right. I think when I'm speaking to them, I try to remind them that one point I usually try to share is to remind them that a candidate experience is also tied to our customer experience and our overall brand perception. So if they have a really good experience with us, even if we don't move forward with them, they're going to remember that. However, on the opposite side, if they don't have a very good experience with us, they're going to remember that taste in their mouth and then potentially impact the way they view our brand and whether or not they continue to buy our product, depending on what the company is. And like anything with reputation, it's really important. And then I also try to remind them that this is, you know, the really important moment, kind of like what I was saying before, for a candidate. Like, this is hugely important for them. They're trying to make a massive decision to leave, you know, one job to go to another or begin their career somewhere. And this is extremely important to them, and kind of just have them kind of walk back into the shoes of a candidate, especially for a hiring manager that maybe has, you know, been at the same company for like a very long time, which is fantastic. But if you haven't been on the job market and you haven't been applying to a ton of jobs or interviewing a lot, it's sometimes easy to forget, you know, what that can feel like on the other end of things.
Yeah, totally, totally agree. And I like what you said about, you know, like walking in their shoes. So, because everyone was a job candidate at some point. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, would you have just one tip for other companies and something that they could do to improve candidate experience at their company?
So my number one tip would be go apply for a job at your company online and see how it felt. How long was the application? Were you able to understand the culture? Were you able to get a feel like, what did it look like? What did it feel like? How connected did you feel to the whole thing? And I think that's a good indicator of finding any areas where there may be a gap in terms of your experience, right? And so I think that it's really making sure to take that like kind of a step back and experience it yourself, because I think that kind of gives you a good feeling for both any areas that need to be improved, any areas that are working really well, and a reminder of what it's like to be a candidate and the importance of that experience.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Lindsay, because I actually just did this at my company, and I discovered there was a problem. Like, technology is great until technology gets broken, and and so I discovered, like, you know, there are small issues, but there's still issues that thankfully they're resolved now. So, but yeah, you make an excellent point. You don't know what the candidate experience is until you're testing yourself as a candidate. So, great tip.
Yeah. I also think a candidate survey can be good, or some sort of NPS score, just to kind of keep a pulse on things. You know, I think it, and using it as a way to educate too, sometimes from a data perspective, the impact, right? And remind also, I think bringing our recruiters down the journey of, you know, they have volumes of candidates, but, you know, I think a recruiter is also a super key part of that candidate journey. If you have a great experience with your recruiter, you feel good, you go through the process, they can really have a huge impact on whether it's really great experience or really a not so great experience, you know? So, and then kind of to build on that with technology, you know, to your point, you know, I think there's a lot of great technology, but there's also, you know, a lot of great technology that could break or needs, you know, things to be looked at, but it could also be used as a tool to help the recruiters. You know, for us, at different opportunities, we've set up technology to help automate stuff for recruiters so that they don't have to do as much, so they can focus more on being there for the candidates and less on some of those small details that still matter to a candidate, like receiving a nicely worded rejection email versus not receiving one.
Great tips there. If people wanted to get a hold of you, how could they do so? And I'll also ask you to pronounce your full name, because I would probably butcher it and I don't want to butcher your name.
No problem. It's French, so it's totally understandable. I'm Lindsay Altotier, and you can reach me and connect with me on LinkedIn.
Great. And I'll put your, in the notes for this episode, I'll put your link there so people don't have to search or anything. They can find you. And Lindsay, I appreciate your time today and the insights you shared.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on and for this opportunity to chat about the candidate experience.
Thanks for listening to the Candidate Experience Podcast. You can reach out to us via our website, thecx.xyz. That's thecx.xyz.